Hello, and welcome to another episode of Making Sense of Social Media. My name is Lori Clausen, and today's episode has such a firecracker of a guest. Her name is Abby Wood. I'm going to let her introduce herself, but we cover topics about content marketing that can help you really ignite your brand and get that brand awareness out there. Abby, why don't you introduce yourself to those watching and listening today?
Thanks so much, Laurie, for having me. I'm super excited to be here. My name is Abby Wood, and I am owner and founder of The Content Lab. We are a small but mighty content agency based in Waterford in Ireland. I have a team of 8 writers now, and we serve clients across Europe, the UK, the US, Australia, and Canada. So a nice range of people that we help.
Wow, that is exciting. How long have you been doing this?
The Content Lab was born 5 years ago. I've been a content strategist and copywriter for 13 years now at this point. Been around a while.
Yeah. Why don't we just dive right into it, and so we can help the listeners. So what are the main goals, in your opinion and expertise, of creating and distributing content on your social media platforms?
So for me, social is all about just building that brand awareness. So if you go to our socials, my lovely project manager keeps them updated every day, every couple of days. And it's about staying front and center in front of your target audience and kind of your clients, everything else. So although for us, I know we do get some leads through social media, most of the time I'll find that people will kind of check in to see kind of our vibe on social media as well. So it's making sure that, one, we're still an active company, because we've all seen those dead profiles where it's, you know, kind of last updated 7 years ago, and it's like, oh no, I think they're gone. And also just to share expertise, and, you know, engage and kind of build a community around exactly what you do and who you do it for.
What is your opinion on which platform people should choose? Like, how does that evolve effectively?
I think it really depends on who you're targeting. So different types of people hang out in different places online. So I do not have a Twitter/X account, just because I tend to find that my target audience don't hang around on that platform.
I canceled my X too.
Yeah, no. No, I don't be having time for that.
Exactly.
I think most of the time we're very active on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So I tend to find, because we do, you know, kind of offer social media packages and this kind of thing, and depending on where our clients' audiences are hanging out online is where we'll really focus. And it depends on the type of content you want to produce as well. So obviously, we all know LinkedIn is a little bit more formal, a little bit more professional, and mainly business owners, whereas Instagram is very video and imagery heavy. And then Facebook is kind of a certain age range, myself included there. And TikTok is known as, it's still known, I think, as being kind of for the younger generations. I'm not on TikTok, unfortunately. You will not find videos of me dancing online.
I wish I could say the same, but I do have a few.
Good for you. See, this is it. And I'm sure that your target audience know exactly, you know, kind of where to find you, because, you know, kind of, I think it's important, you know, I think it's important to figure out exactly what they're looking for as well. So, you know, kind of, I don't think that most of the people that we work with would be hanging out on, you know, kind of TikTok or X or anything like that. And that comes down to a lot of kind of background research as well. So before we start, you know, just posting up on social media kind of willy-nilly and, you know, just be like, oh, I need an active presence across these 10 different platforms. You know, we've only got so many hours in the day, especially kind of, you know, if you're just starting up, or, you know, kind of it's a side hustle that you're trying to get off the ground. We need to prioritize where we're going to have the best impact. Have a look at kind of where your competitors are posting. Have a look at where your audience is hanging out. And then try and create a plan of action that'll get you kind of the most bang for your buck, so you're not spending hours and hours every single week posting on social.
Yeah. That's such great advice. I feel for the small business owner who doesn't really know where to start with content marketing, because likely they're so super passionate about what they're doing and they know they need to use social media to get their brand awareness out, but they're just feeling so conflicted with like how to do this effectively. So knowing, really, like you said, researching and doing that kind of back-end research into their target audience is so important. Like, I would say, like, just take the time you need before starting, like you said, before starting anything, do that research. It's so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, kind of we don't want to spend hours of our limited time, you know, kind of posting up on a platform and getting no engagement, getting no follows, getting, you know, kind of absolutely no traction on there. Just because we skipped a little bit of research in the beginning. I think it's important. And just going back to your point about content marketing, you know, kind of there are so many different facets of content marketing, and, you know, kind of one Google search of, you know, how to do content marketing, or, you know, kind of the most important parts will give you a list like a week long of just, yeah, no, you must do this, you must do that, you must do this. And it's, you know, kind of in an ideal world, we could all do blogging and email marketing and, you know, kind of social media updates 10 times a day and all this kind of stuff. But when you're either doing it all yourself, or, you know, kind of you have kind of like a VA or something like that that's helping you, we really need to focus on what's going to be most effective for us. And so I'm a big fan of content repurposing. So say if you know, kind of if you're passionate about a particular subject and, you know, you've written a beautifully long blog post about it and you have it up on your website, just take little snippets out of that and post it up on your social media account and link back to your blog. You know, kind of it's halving the amount of work that you have to do. Like, you know, kind of it doesn't have to be 100%, you know, kind of brand new content for your social. You can use little bits and pieces out of your website as well. So make it easier on yourself.
Exactly. I love that. All right. I want to get your expertise and opinion on how do you measure the effectiveness and impact of social media content? And do you have some key metrics that you use to determine that effectiveness, or maybe some tools, that kind of thing?
I think if you're just getting started with social media, you can literally see how many views you have, how many interactions you have in the back end. So the business management area of kind of your Facebook or your, I don't know, does X have that? I highly doubt it does, knowing X as it is. LinkedIn of course has it as well. So, you know, kind of you can get metrics that are automatically just tracked by the different platforms. So you can do that. You can always include, you know, kind of on your contact forms and that kind of thing, like, where did you hear from us? So include social media as an option. You know, if it's a little drop down kind of thing, you know, kind of add that in. And yeah, just kind of, you could ask for feedback from clients as well. So we've always had good feedback on our social media stuff, which I'm very grateful to my wonderful team for creating stuff. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. So, I mean, you know, you can measure the amount of messages that you get as a result. You can measure, you know, kind of the amount of views that you get, you know, kind of your reach, depending on the platform as well. So different platforms measure different key performance indicators. So yeah, there's a variety of things to take a look at. And I guess kind of bring it back to what's most important for you as well. So, you know, kind of if you are, you know, trying to raise brand awareness, obviously kind of the amount of views and the reach that you have is super important. If you're more concerned about quality of the traffic rather than the quantity, so how many people are messaging you or, you know, kind of liking your posts or commenting on your posts would be more important than the amount of people that are actually viewing it.
The quantity versus quality debate, just in terms of the number of followers, has shifted so dramatically over the years. When I started in this game back in 2011, I mean, people were buying followers just.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I remember those days well. Yeah. It's like, right? Oh, look, I just 500 followers. That doesn't mean anything. Nobody's impressed by that.
No, and it just ruined things for, you know, those clients that I had way back then. They were just like, why didn't this work? And, you know, well, let me explain it to you. So
This is it, you know, kind of you'd rather have one real person that's eventually going to buy from you or hire you than, you know, kind of 40 people that occasionally like, or, you know, are bots, whatever it is, you know, that one person is more important than, you know, kind of having 1,000 likes.
So, Abby, what are some best practice tips for creating engaging and relevant content for your target audience? I know engagement is such a huge topic. And so, yeah, what are some of your best practices tips?
So for me, kind of, it's often overlooked when people are doing it themselves, but a good call to action or a CTA. So a lot of people will post up on social media, and not really have an instruction of what to do with that post. And what I mean by that is, you know, kind of, oh, I'd love to hear your feedback on this. Or, you know, if you're given an opinion about something in the industry, make sure that you're asking the reader what their opinion is as well, to try and get them to comment. Because obviously, the more comments, the more likes you get, the more your post is seen across different networks. So a CTA call to action is super important for me. And, you know, kind of, even if, say, you are promoting a blog, make sure you have a link to the blog. Make sure, or, you know, kind of, if you're saying, oh, you know, if you're interested in this, check out our blog on this kind of thing. And for a lot of people that are just getting started, they often forget about that. So that would be a really important one. I like the 5-to-1 rule, which is kind of, you have five expertise sharing, knowledge sharing posts to one sales post. So if you are trying to
Good.
get
I like
a
that.
So if you're trying to get a you know, kind of a new service off the ground and you're actively promoting it, you don't want to be just promoting that. You want to be sharing some insights, some expertise, at least 4 to 5 times. I always say 5 times, because it's just easier to remember. And then you could do a sales post. So we don't want to be too salesy. We want to be, you know, kind of, nobody likes logging onto their Facebook and just like, you know, product, 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 service, service, service. You want to have, whether, you know, kind of your brand voice is kind of humorous and you like sharing funny pictures, you know, kind of around what you're doing day in, day out, or, you know, kind of you're sharing, you know, kind of really insightful takes on industry events or something like that. We want to be splitting up the sales with the actual sharing as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. When I do some of my coaching and teaching, and I'm like looking at their content on their different platforms, it's overwhelming to me how little of those calls to action that are actually there. I'm like, people, we need to be told what to do. You know, like,
Absolutely.
yeah, we just, if we don't tell them to click here or buy this or, you know, download that or listen to this podcast, they're not going to
Absolutely.
go because it doesn't, you know, we live in such a world where that just doesn't happen. So,
Yep, absolutely.
yeah.
And I think, kind of, you know, when we are on social, there's a lot of noise in the background and there's a lot going on. So in order to stand out, you need to give them a direction of what to do. So whether
Yeah.
that's, you know, call now or click here or whatever it is, you know, kind of, to get them to stop scrolling is the idea. So yeah, definitely call to action essential.
All right, this is a big one. How do you balance the quality versus quantity debate that surrounds social media marketing content? And I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not everybody will know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, but a lot of people do, and he's the type of person that he just talks about, you know, you should be putting out 50 pieces of content a day across all the social channels to get awareness. Everybody can do that. What's wrong with you? You should be doing this. And, you know, the little guys like us are sitting back going, 50 pieces of content a day? Like, I barely do that a year. So, what is your take on the quantity versus quality debate?
Quality over quantity, 100%. So I would much rather have one social media update a day, one social media update a week, than have 20 rubbish ones every single hour. It's all about intention as well. You know, kind of what is your intention by updating your social? Is it just to create background noise, or is it to actually connect with your ideal customer? I'm a big fan of there is a movement kind of with slow marketing at the moment and the slow web, which is actually creating more insightful, engaging, useful content than just spam and just, you know, kind of putting out thousands and thousands of blog posts every single year that don't mean anything. Same with social media posts, you know, kind of just updating for the sake of updating. And because if your heart isn't in it and you're not sharing stuff that you would like to read, then the person reading it isn't going to care either. So I would 100% argue that it's better to, you know, kind of foster those important relationships and increase your trustworthiness with useful updates rather than just saying, oh, I updated 10 times today. I can get that off my to-do list, you know?
Would you say that intentional content can be video as well as like something image based or text based, or like what would you say would perform better? Would it be video? And what do we then say to the person who's totally nervous about getting on video? Like, how do we get them over that hump?
Yeah, so video is incredibly, incredibly popular. It usually performs better. I'm not going to quote any stats here. It's been a while since I looked them up, but the last time I did check in, video does perform better. I think that if you're shy about getting in front of the camera, that's fair. If you're uncertain about it, maybe think about doing a few trial runs before putting it up. Look up, you know, kind of a few guides, or, you know, kind of get some help with kind of self-confidence or something like that. You know, kind of like a coach like yourself, Laurie, or something like that. And, you know, kind of just give it a go. Just give it a go. If you're 100% like, no way am I getting in front of the camera. I don't want to speak, you know, kind of, I, you know, stutter and, you know, all this kind of thing. And I just feel so self-conscious. You could always do a voiceover. You could do a voiceover. So you can get, you know, kind of like graphic designer to create a little video, whether it's an explainer video or, you know, kind of just imagery or whatever it is. And you can do a voiceover as well. So you're not on camera, and you can have as many goes as you like at creating the audio for over the top. So there are options. There are always options out there.
Have you seen the latest trend of these faceless video accounts? Like I came across an Instagram account just yesterday. It's really overwhelming. Like it's literally just a woman, you know, she shows her hands and there's no voiceover. It's just music. Ooh. And then it's text on screen. She has unbelievable amounts of followers. She showed the back end of her e-commerce store, which, I mean, whether it's factual or not is up for debate, but I mean, she's earning good money. And I have been seeing this across some of the different platforms as well. And I don't know. I have a problem with this faceless. Personally, I have a problem with the faceless. You know, you can have the prettiest manicured nails out there and that's not going to build relationship and, you know, get someone to trust you.
I haven't seen that. I'm not gonna lie, kind of creeps me out a little bit. I always feel comfortable buying from other people. And, you know, kind of there is that old saying, people buy from people they like, you know. I'm sure, lovely hands aside, you know, kind of you need to be able to actually see who you're investing your time and your money with. I just thought of another kind of option that some people do, a little, not like a caricature, but like a comic book version of themselves. So some people, especially with AI as well, you know, you can create a little fake version of yourself if you're 100%, you know, don't want to be on camera, you can do that. But for me, I prefer seeing a human face and, you know, kind of, I'd much rather invest in that than, you know, kind of not knowing who I'm dealing with.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought up AI. What is your take on specifically for content marketing? Like it can be so easy to produce content now with like ChatGPT or all the other ones. What is your opinion on what that looks like moving forward?
I don't find it, because obviously I'm a copywriter. And I write for a living. And for me, I know a lot of copywriters, you know, kind of feel under threat from it because, you know, you can create words using it. But for me, I don't think it's at the place right now where it can replace a human. So it doesn't understand kind of nuance. It doesn't understand tone very well. I've seen a lot of people do fantastic work with it. And it's like any other tool. It's as good as the person using it. So if you are absolutely amazing at, you know, kind of prompts and know exactly how to, you know, kind of get what you need out of it, then grand, that's all good. I would say the stuff that I've seen created using AI, just in terms of copy and content and that kind of thing, it always needs human editing. Always needs human editing, and it always needs fact checking as well. So I mean, if you're looking to cut down on the amount of work that goes into, you know, like a blog post, it's good for ideation. It's good for coming up with ideas. It is good for giving you a general introduction to a new topic. So you always have to fact check everything. But and it's good for kind of summarizing stuff as well. So there's a lot of uses for ChatGPT and other AI models and stuff. But if for me, I'm a big fan of creating content that means something. And, you know, kind of you're always adding your own input into stuff. You're always giving your own insight, your own experience, because that's really kind of building the relationship between you and the reader. And AI just can't do that. So I do know some agency owners, some digital agency owners, sorry, and some small business owners and stuff that use AI to create like a first draft. So, you know, kind of they'll ask AI to create, you know, like 12 social media updates, and it'll give you the bare bones of it, and then you can go in and just edit it. It's I think if you're very time strapped and you're happy editing, then it's definitely got some uses for sure.
One last question for you today, Abby, and that is, how do you leverage the power of storytelling and emotion in your social media content? We've already talked about, you know, building relationship, and you buy mm-hmm. from somebody you trust, so how do you get to that point, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, storytelling is everything. You know, kind of humans live by storytelling. You know, kind of that's been passed down through millennia. And kind of to go pure, you know, kind of commercialism and stuff, you know, people buy good stories. So, you know, kind of whether it is literally a blog post on, you know, kind of how to fix a HVAC system, or whether it is, you know, kind of promoting, you know, like a new course on your social media profiles, you know, you always want to add in a little bit of storytelling. It brings in the human factor. And we do that a lot on our social stuff. You know, so we really kind of get to the heart of kind of the emotional drivers. So although, you know, kind of it'd be easy to turn around and say, oh, you know, kind of content writing, what's emotional about that? We're diving deeper into what's behind the content writing, what's behind the website work, what's behind this, what are the motivations. So a lot of our clients, you know, kind of they suffer from imposter syndrome by creating their own content, and a lot of them can't write and can't, you know, kind of they feel like they can't, and they can, but they're just, you know, kind of they're stuck staring at a blinking cursor, and they, you know, can't get started. And a lot of people really just struggle to get content done full stop. So for us, it's all about figuring out, you know, kind of the story behind that, and, you know, kind of the individuals behind that as well. And what it looks like once all their problems are solved. So how we can get them from my business mentor, he calls it the island of sad and the island of happy. So how you get from the island of sad, which is from before you, to the island of happy, which is where their problems are overcome and you're the boat going in between, basically. And that's it.
That.
Which is in itself a little story. And by using that, I've highlighted exactly how storytelling works. So there you go.
I would like a motorboat between those two islands as opposed to a sailboat.
Absolutely. There we go. So storytelling is critical, and everybody has stories to tell, even if you think that you don't. So, you know, kind of if you're a small business owner, you set up your business for a reason. So whether it is, you know, kind of you want to be your own boss, or whether you have a burning passion to help, you know, kind of mums regain their freedom after, you know, kind of having kids, so you set up a nursery or whatever it is, You have a reason that you set up your business. You have a reason that you help the people that you help. And there are stories integrated into all of that. Exactly the same, you know, by telling client stories as well. So, you know, kind of you might have a few funny stories about customers you've helped that are not laughing at the customers, but laughing with them. Don't get me wrong. You know, and we're not using real names here. But yeah, that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's a lot. And I think it brings a human side to a company, which is essential for small business owners. I think we operate on a different level than you know, kind of the massive international corporations. And that's part of our charm.
Abby, thank you so much. This has been so insightful and so fun. Tell those watching and listening today where they can find you and how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. First of all, I've really enjoyed this. You can get me over at thecontentlab.ie. That is our website. It is .ie because we're based in Ireland. And you can get me on email, abby@thecontentlab.ie. Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Abby. What a great episode. I had so much fun with you today. If you're looking for a marketing coach for yourself and your small business, I do offer one-on-one coaching sessions, as well as I have a waiting list for my next group coaching session, which doesn't happen until May, but you can get on the waiting list now. Check out yourmarketingmentor.online for all the offerings I have there. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.